Hello.
Hi, is that Donna?
Speaking.
Hi, it's Francesca from INS Law calling about the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Oh, hiya.
Hiya, just for data protection, would you be able to confirm your date of birth and postcode for me?
It's the 20th of the 1st, 73.
Okay, and your postcode?
PA26UE.
Perfect, thank you. Just a quick call to see if you'd had a chance to send over your ID and proof of address.
I was actually doing that. I was look, actually looking for a letter because
Oh, no problem.
I have a habit of throwing out everything that I don't need,
Yeah, no, that's no problem.
and see trying to find a letter. I'm like,
That's okay. So if you can't find a letter, you can send a bank statement as well if you can get one of them on the phone or anything like that as well.
that's another thing I'm trying to find, and I'm like, because I've got a habit
Yeah.
of throwing them. Get written them up and throwing them out as well. So I might need to. I don't know if I can go into the bank and get one of them.
Yeah, also like anything like a GP letter or anything. Is your driving license, does that have your current address on it?
I should do, yeah.
So let me double check, but I think that if it has your address on it, we can use it as both.
It's actually a motorbike license. Does that make any difference?
If it's got your a photo ID with name, date of birth, and address on it, yeah. Yeah.
No, I'll because I've got my passport. I took a picture of that earlier.
Yeah, so you can send passport and then the motorbike license if that has your
Oh,
address on it.
amazing.
Those can be
Oh,
used.
good
Yeah,
on.
that's okay.
Brilliant. Right, I'll
Okay.
send them a year later on to, well, in about an hour.
Yeah, no problem. That's perfect. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Okey-doke. You
Bye-bye.
too. Bye.